Indian Test and OD captain Rohit Sharma was on Tuesday seen driving his striking blue Lamborghini home after returning to Mumbai from the second test against Bangladesh. Although Rohit had a quiet outing with the bat, the hosts demonstrated resilience, securing a victory despite 2 days of rain interruptions. Meanwhile, former India captain Virat Kohli flew back to London following his participation in the now-concluded series. The 35-year-old was photographed at the airport after India clinched a dominant 7-wicket win in Kanpur on Monday. Kohli struggled in the first test, managing only 23 runs across 2 innings at the M. A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. However, he rebounded in the second test, scoring 47 in the first innings and an unbeaten 29 in the second at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. A video of Kohli at the airport has since gone viral. Kohli became the fourth player in history and M-dash, after Sachin Tendulkar, Ricky Ponting, and Kumar Sangakkara and M-dash, to amass 27,000 runs in international cricket, achieving this milestone faster than anyone else, in just 594 innings. This surpassed Tendulkar's record, which took 623 innings. In the first innings of the second test, Bangladesh was bowled out for 233, with Mominul Haq scoring an impressive 107 not out. India responded with an aggressive declaration at 285 ninths in just 34.4 overs, driven by half centuries from Yashasvi Jaiswal, 72, and KL Rahul, 68. Bangladesh struggled in their second innings, folding for 146 and setting India a modest target of 95 runs. Jaiswal contributed a crucial 51, helping India secure a convincing 7-wicket victory. The second test was heavily impacted by rain, with day 1 lost after only 35 overs, and both days 2 and 3 completely washed out. However, India adopted a bold approach in the remaining days to secure the win. Rohit noted in the post-match presentation the team's readiness to embrace risks to capitalize on the opportunity, emphasizing the bowlers' efforts on a challenging pitch. India and Bangladesh will face off again in a 3-match T20I series, starting October 6 in Gwalior.